controversial approach to testing vaccines has just been announced. Here's Richard Engel with that.
Scientists at this London hospital are preparing to deliberately infect volunteers with the coronavirus to test the effectiveness of vaccines and treatments. The so-called challenge trial is much faster than what's happening now, with volunteers around the world who live normally at home and may or may not ever become infected. In a challenge trial, infection is guaranteed. Sophie Rose, a student at Johns Hopkins University studying in the UK, wants to take part.
The best way to tackle this problem is to start with these trials in a young, healthy population where the risk is lower.
What happens if one of these volunteers dies?
So when these sorts of trials are designed, they are definitely informed and it is acknowledged that there is a risk of death.
The first step, infect 90 volunteers, 18 to 30 years old, with the minimum required to get them sick enough to then test vaccines or treatments, but not enough to make them seriously ill. Some researchers object on ethical grounds.
They inject healthy volunteers with a virus for which we have no cure at the moment. If we would have a cure, an effective treatment, I would be all for it.
The challenge trials still need approval here in the UK, but that is expected to be granted. They could start as early as January.